This is Tom Rowe with the news for WGXC for Sunday, January 5th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook links, blog posts, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Suzanne Craig and Jesse McKinley report in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo plans this week to announce an executive action that would legalize medical marijuana in New York. Cuomo's plan will be far more restrictive than other laws in states such as Colorado or California, allowing just 20 New York hospitals to prescribe marijuana to patients with cancer, glaucoma, or other diseases deemed worthy by the New York State Department of Health. Read the full story in the New York Times. Oh. Michael Ryan in the Daily Mail reports that the telecommunications tower planned for Wyndham and then moved to Jewett is now late. He writes a lot about mind reading, but still can't get the reason for the tardy completion of the tower out of Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin. Winter's onset, apparently, could not be foreseen. Quote, while I'm happy the ski slopes are open, I would have preferred another 2 to 3 weeks of work, unquote, he quotes Grodin. Quote, the work that has been completed has been the type that is technical and time-consuming. For example, the electrical grounding evaluation needed to assure safety or protection from lightning strikes was massive and took weeks to finish. Who would have thought, unquote. The project, Ryan writes, is in response to Tropical Storm Irene, which revealed missing links in the chain of police, fire, and ambulance emergency communications. A $892,000 grant from the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services was to complete the tower by this March, the first of several to be installed in Greene County. Grodin says the lateness is not a problem and claims verbal approval from the state for an extension of the completion deadline. Jewett volunteer firefighters requested the tower be called the Jewett Tower rather than the Wyndham Tower since the site move. Quote, I can certainly shift the identification of the tower from Wyndham to Jewett, or a combination of both, unquote, Grodin wrote. Quote, but I have to admit, usually installation of towers is controversial and no one wants to be associated with them. Leaving out any connection to you and the town was thought of as a better project identification, but we can change it, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday a slight chance of rain, snow, and freezing rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 3 and 5, then a chance of rain, snow, and sleet after 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 35. Overnight, it should turn to all rain with some sleet mixed in before 10, low around 35. Monday, rain before 10 a.m., then rain and snow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m. with a high near 40 and a low around 1 late Monday night. Tuesday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 14. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.